Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. I've got an announcement before we start with Gwyneth. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the day we're going to remember John Stadtmiller on the air. We're going to remember him from now on, of course, but on the air we're going to have a two-hour class, and we'll be talking about John Stadtmiller. So if you've had firsthand experience with him, if you interacted with him, been on the air with him, been to his house, knew him personally, and you'd like to call in and share some of those memories, tomorrow would be a good time to do that. So that would be firsthand experiences, please. And the number to call in tomorrow between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That's tomorrow between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time. You'll be calling into Genesis Communications Network. Jason will answer the call. He'll ask you for your name. My first name's good. If you want to give your last name, that'd be fine too. Where you're calling from. And what you'd like to talk about. And we don't need to know specifically, but this is for remembering John Stadtmiller. It's not for anything else. So he's going to ask you, you know, what you'd like to talk about. And the only topic that we have planned for tomorrow is remembering John Stadtmiller. I'll give you the number again. It's the same number that you would use to call us right here, right now. It's the same number we always use at USA Prepares for calling into the studio, the network, at Genesis Communications Network. That number is 866-582-9933. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. She's the only Australian correspondent in radio now working with us here in the United States. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, of course, a little somber. You know, I keep thinking about John Stadtmiller and, you know, what he meant to us and how he impacted a lot of lives. And I understand that you're going to be able to be with us tomorrow as well. I talked to Jason about that, so we're all set. I'm looking forward to hearing your memories about John Stadtmiller tomorrow. And I appreciate you waking up in the middle of the night to do that. And I know he touched a lot of lives. So, class, that's tomorrow. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah. I was once on his show, the National Intel Report. So that was quite interesting, you know. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But today, this morning, I think that we've got one of those broadcasts that people are not going to forget, because for the broadcast classroom, I have some news. Alex Jones has reported on his show, The Alex Jones Show, that the Queen is extremely ill that she has a dementia-type condition and that Prince Charles has been secretly sworn in as regent several months ago. Now, this is not something, this is something that actually Alex Jones is reporting on his show that comes from his sources. And this is the reason why I wanted to talk about Prince Charles today. Because, it seems as if he's running the show in the English speaking world now. I know I didn't say that to you, earlier, Vincent, but, I just forgot to mention Prince Charles has really come up in the world a lot since we considered him last. Does that make sense?
Right, and I'm glad you did not mention it when we talked early this morning, because that might have caused us problems with connection. So I'm glad you got the word out. So, please, Gwyneth, I'm very serious. Please continue.
Yeah, the thing is, I would like to talk today about the genetics of the royal bloodline and the fact that there's not just one race of people living in the British Isles, that there's actually two or three races of people. I would say probably four. Races of people that are actually living in the British Isles that are indigenous to the British Isles, okay? For one thing, you have the most ancient of the British races of people are the Pictish people, and these are the original British cavemen and cavewomen as well. And they are the people that were living there from the dawn of time. Okay, so as long as there have been people in Britain, there have been people of this Pictish genetic, which they have black or brown hair, green or brown eyes, olive skin, and a slightly shorter, wiry to stocky build, and very high energy people, and extremely tough. And these people, they don't have very aquiline features. They tend to have, thick-set facial features with maybe a slight brow ridge. And you would think that that they're actually not lacking in intelligence. They're actually mostly extremely clever people, but there's a high level of intuition there as well. And they are often, if they move into an area where there are, for instance, mixed ethnic groups, like, for instance, Maori cross white people, or Australian Aboriginal cross white people, or Native American cross white people, they're often mistaken for being one of these mixed breeds, Maoris, or Native Americans, or Aborigines. That's the appearance that they have, but they're not. They are pure British bloodlines. Okay? Going all the way back to the Stone Age, where their ancestors were the Mesolithic and Neolithic, I'm not sure if they were Paleolithic, British cavemen. But that's the first group. That's the most ancient group. And after them, and they were the Picts, they were the first people in Britain, and they were there during the Ice Age. And they actually, there were migratory waves backwards and forwards from Europe, And it seems that they're actually more closely connected to the Laplander people. And there's a genetic group called the Red Russians, and they are related to the Inuits. And through the Inuits, the Eskimos, they're actually related to the North American Indians. So, and their culture has these sorts of, not the modern British culture, but you're going back through the archaeology that you can actually quite clearly see the cultural links between these Pictish, Paleolithic, Mesolithic, Neolithic British cavemen and the Laplanders, the Sami people, the Inuits, and the various other Northern European indigenous tribes. So that's the first group. And the second group are the Pea-Celts. Actually, I get these two mixed up. I think that the Gaelic people are the Pea-Celts and the Welsh people are the Cue-Celts. So you've got two Celtic groups. You've got the Gaelic Celts and you've got the Welsh Celts. And they are different people. They arrived in Britain and England and all over Britain and Ireland hundreds of years apart with relation to the Welsh people. The Welsh people arrived in Britain first. They arrived in Britain around about 3,000 years ago. So comparative newcomers, compared to the Pictish people who were there already, who were there since the dawn of time. But the Irish people, actually, I think that the Welsh arrived there actually about 4,000 years ago, and that the Gaelic people, they came up according to the stories that they tell within their nation, that they came up through Britain, and then they got to Britain and they found out that the Welsh people were already there, and that they couldn't settle there because there were, a related tribe there, as well as being the indigenous tribe that was there since the dawn of time. And so they were told to keep going west by their Welsh cousins. And when they went west, then they got to Ireland, and so they arrived there. And since we've just been through Halloween, I'll actually tell the story. The reason why there is a Halloween, according to the Irish mythology, the Irish people got there and they found that the island was already inhabited, but it was not inhabited by humans, but it was inhabited by a race of spirit people, and that these spirit people are called the She or the Fae or the Fairy Folk, and that they had as their king a spirit by the name of Lugh in Gaelic. The one that we would call Lucifer was their king. And they had a war with the little people and with their king, Lugh. And after they had a war, they won the war.
Hold that thought. We'll be right. We'll be right
now. Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And, Gwyneth, you've been talking about Halloween, and the Irish found the island, and they found spirit people there. And you're talking about the war with King Lou.
Yeah, that's right. Well, King Lou was not human, okay? He was a spiritual being, and he's the one that we would call, in English, we would call Lucifer, okay? So the devil. And so the Irish people, they had a war. Well, the people who became the Irish people, the Gaelic people, they had a war with Lucifer and his army of spiritual little people. And these, you know, these are the Irish little people, okay? So they can take a physical form. But mostly they are spiritual people, and they stand about 2 or 3 feet tall. They don't have wings, but they have their own parallel universe that they live in, which the Irish people and the Welsh people as well, by the way, the Welsh people have a profound belief in the little people today. And you dare not upset the little people. But that's a side issue. They had a war with the little people. And the humans won. And the devil was forced to come to terms with the humans and make a peace treaty with them. And this was the terms of the peace treaty, that for 364 days of the year, that the humans would get the world above, meaning that the surface of the earth. But the devil would always have all the worlds below. Okay, so in the cave and in the underworld would always belong to King Lu. That was his realm. But on the 365th day of the year, then the devil would have free reign on the earth. And that is the festival that we call Halloween. That is the true origin of Halloween, according to the Irish mythology. And it came across to Scotland when the Gaelic people, about the year 500 AD, migrated from Ireland and ended up in the islands and the highlands of Scotland. And they brought the tradition of having Samhain or Halloween with them at that time. And it got Christianized and it got turned into All Hallows Eve. And the reason why, according to this version, and I mean, there's other versions of how Halloween came to be, but this seems to be the most ancient version. And I personally think that it's the true version. But the reason why people get dressed up on Halloween is that they don't want the devil to recognize them. Because if the devil or any of the little people recognize them, then they're likely to make trouble for them during the rest of the year. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it certainly does. Where does the part about trick or treat come in and going from house to house to house with little children?
Okay, apparently that comes from, in ancient times, the Druids would travel from manor house to manor house, and they would be seeking volunteers to be given in human sacrifice. And that if the manor house would give one of their servants, one of their slaves, one of their children to be a human sacrifice, then the Druids and the witches would leave them alone. And they would apparently put a cut out vegetable filled with fat on the doorstep as a ward against the devil and his hordes. But if they wouldn't, then the Druids would paint a satanic sign in human blood on the doorpost. And that would basically invite all of the evil spirits to come and have a party in their house.
We'll be right back.
And
we've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of border crossers and illegal immigrants being released into our country under the Department of Homeland Security is being hidden from Congress and the public. That's according to Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. Johnson is reporting that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has given the senator no response to the October 19th request for the number of people who entered the country illegally. The Oklahoma Supreme Court overturned a $465 million lawsuit against drug maker Johnson & Johnson. In a 5-1 decision on Tuesday, the court overturned a lower court ruling from 2019, asserting the lower court wrongfully interpreted the state's public nuisance law. NASA scientists have issued a warning about a potentially hazardous asteroid that will nearly miss Earth on December 11th. 4660 Nearest shouldn't cause any impact possibility for at least another 100 years. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Straight-A student Grace Smith was handcuffed and arrested for not wearing a mask at a Wyoming high school on October 7th.
I was arrested and I was taken to the city jail where my dad picked me up.
Wow.
For not wearing a mask. We kind of knew this was coming because they had threatened it and then they had gone back on their word and saying, no, we would never throw hands on a kid. And so.
Her father is not playing. Andrew Smith filed a federal lawsuit against the governor of Wyoming, Mark Gordon. He tells his reasoning to Fox News on Tuesday.
This is a federal lawsuit, and it is it actually involves several plaintiffs from across the state right now. There's about 20 plaintiffs, and more are coming forward every day with their experiences and their stories and joining our lawsuit against the governor, as well as these public health officials. Also mentioned in our lawsuit are several of the school boards and individuals in the school boards across the state. And the purpose of this fight is to restore the power to the people. The claim is solely based on the rights of our health care access granted to us by the Wyoming Constitution and the rights of the parents and each and every student. So we're hopeful that with so many people coming forward with their stories and a lot of these different counties that we'll see some progress.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
God, you're
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you're talking about trick-or-treat and the party at the Manor House. Now, who would be invited during Hallows Eve for a party at the Manor House?
Okay, if the devil symbol was painted on the door, If they said, no, we're not going to give you a treat, meaning we're not going to hand over one of our people to be sacrificed by you evil people, then the, you know, the druids would paint a satanic symbol on their door, which would basically invite all the evil spirits into that house. And according to the tradition, then somebody in the house would die on that night. That was the trick. So what you're seeing today is a modern sort of distortion of this ancient tradition. So although I'm quite sure that the Satanists who think they run the show, they have their own version of this sort of thing, which they still try to conduct in the most traditional manner possible. So I've got no doubt that they still do human sacrifices on Halloween in the, you know, in the what they think of as being their elite ceremonies that they have at Halloween. You know, this is it. And this is getting to the Blue Bloods, which is the fourth group of people. So we've had the Pictish people, the Gaelic people, and then there's the Welsh people, who are another branch of the Celtic people. And then you've got the Blue Bloods. And the Blue Bloods are something different. They are not really strictly Celtic. They come from Central Europe. And, you know, it depends on what you mean by Celtic, because they do have a lot of the same sort of culture and traditions as the Welsh people and the Irish and Scottish Highlander people, but they're not genetically the same. And they have a really, really quite different genetic, actually. And they come from the Carpathian Mountains, the Caucasus Mountains, Romania and Hungary, and down through to the Taurus Mountains, to ancient Sumer, seems to be where they came from. And it seems as if they had this migratory pattern in ancient times, where they came from ancient Babylonia, Sumeria, Mesopotamia, and they came up through the Taurus Mountains, and they ended up in the Caucasian Mountains and the Carpathian Mountains, Central Europe, Armenia, Hungary, Romania, Transylvania. And that's where they come from. And so this is where we're getting to Prince Charles, because that's where his genetic comes from. And actually, when you hear people talking about you, you used to hear it a lot. You used to hear all the white people getting called Caucasians, because it was believed a number of, you know, for maybe 100 years, but this belief went out of fashion after genetic analysis came to be in use, you know, maybe 30 or 40 years ago, where they found that it wasn't actually the case, where people got called, if you were white-skinned, you got called Caucasian, okay? That was because they thought that all the white people in Europe came from the Caucasus Mountains originally, and that was a deeply held belief for a very, very long time. But actually, it turns out not to be true, that there was another group of white people as well, and they came from Central Asia, which is where the Gaelic people came from, and also the Welsh people originally came from there as well. But getting back to the Blue Bloods, they came from ancient Sumeria. And where they were before they were in ancient Sumeria, and there was apparently Now, this is what they say in their internal writing, okay? So this might really blow a lot of people sky high in the class, figuratively. But this is, I assure you, this is what they say internally about themselves, that they say that they came from, in very ancient times, the land of Atlantis. And that's where the Sumerians got their remarkable civilization from, and the Akkadian, and there was a number of these groups of Atlantean refugees that settled after the destruction of Atlantis all over the world. There was a group that settled in ancient Egypt, and there was a group that settled in, like I said, Sumeria, Mesopotamia. And there was a group that settled in northern India. And they all consider themselves to be Atlantean refugees. Okay? And they actually have a name for themselves, that they call themselves internally. And this is a name that got a very, very bad rap, especially during the 20th century. Internally, they call themselves Aryans. And that means that in ancient times, that their king was a fellow that they called Arius, who was Mars. Okay? And I'm talking about the ancient Greek god of war. That's another group that consider themselves to be Atlantean refugees, the Greeks. Okay? And it's really, really interesting because everywhere where you have on the earth these groups of Atlantean refugees showed up, you went from having a very, very basic Stone Age culture to literally overnight, archaeologically, nothing in between, from being a very basic Stone Age indigenous type culture to boom, temples, boom, universities, boom, cities, pillars, and always the same design of cities with big pillars and triangle shapes everywhere, and squares, rectangles, and indigenous tribal people. There are exceptions, but by and large they live in mud huts, or they live in huts made of whatever materials are locally available. So that might be stone, or it might be wood, or it might be woven thatch like wattle and daub. With a thatched roof. They almost always have thatched roofs. But that is not how these Atlanteans build their houses. These Atlantean refugee nations, they did city building, and they did city building on a grand scale. And I'm not even kidding. It's like, This is the magnitude of what happened when they moved in, when they just arrived there literally one day and began building a city. Imagine what it would have been like if you were a Native American and the guys on the Mayflower showed up and began building a city. That's exactly what it was like. And of course, the guys on the Mayflower were not from Atlantis, but the guys who were the American Indians, they were living in either teepees or longhouses covered in hides or covered in birch bark or some other very basic natural substance. And then you've got these guys, they show up, and even their very basic accommodation is going to last for 100 or 200 years. And in fact, some of those houses that the first immigrants to the United States built, are some of them still around, Vincent, in America?
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in a little hamlet on the East Coast, and there was a schoolhouse at the intersection of two dirt roads. It was built in the 1700s, and it was, I know it's a little later than you're talking about, but it was made out of wood, and it was well made, and it was still standing, it's still standing today. Of course, it's had maintenance,
yeah.
But it's the same structure. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. And, but this was what it was like in ancient times when these Atlantean refugees showed up. And they won't say anything about it publicly. In fact, they will poo-poo it. The blue bloods openly will poo-poo if you're talking about the Atlantean refugee thing. But privately, they all know that it's true and that they believe that they are the descendants of the Atlantean refugees, and that's where they get their high technology from. And the other thing is, they are the ones who come up with the technology. Okay? We don't by and large, as regular people, we might know how to build a computer, but we don't know how to design one from the ground up, if that makes sense.
You're right. We don't even know how electricity works. We don't know what it is. We know how it behaves, but we don't know exactly what it is. You're exactly right.
Yeah. But these Atlanteans, they do. And they are the ones who provide the technology. And if you go back in the ancient myths, I'm talking about Greek mythology, they had the story of Prometheus. And that Prometheus stole fire from the altar of God in heaven, and he brought it down to the earth, and he gave fire to humanity. And it was utterly transformative, utterly transformed humanity in some ways for the better, because we could keep warm and cook our food, and in other ways for the worse, because we could go across to the village next door and set fire to it, which happened many, many times. And this was something that angered Zeus, and so Prometheus was punished. But it's the myth of the Promethean fire, of the technology from somewhere else.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092.
800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, if you're talking about Prometheus and the myth of technology from somewhere else, please continue.
Yeah. Okay. So these people, they say that, by these people I mean that the Blue Bloods, they say that they got their genetics and their technology and their mode of life of living in cities and not being particularly connected to nature from somewhere else. And, you know, if you press them, they say, well, where did you get this from? Then they say, well, the sons of God, or the sons of the gods, came down and they mingled with us, and they took a human form, and then they married our daughters. And that's where we got it from. That's where we got the technology from. So, and every place where the Atlantean refugees settled, oh, another place where the Atlantean refugees settled was Central America. And once again, you've got this enormous dichotomy in Central America. In ancient times, extremely high civilization, meaning cities that last for thousands of years, well, the stonework does anyway, even if the people aren't there anymore, and then jungle tribes right next door. But, yeah, they say that they that there was a people that came from the sky and that they came down to the earth and they had a human form, but they were not human. And that they took their daughters and took them to wife. When the daughters had children, they bore a race of giants. And this is This seems to have happened because everywhere you go on the earth where you get a race of people that has developed, that has had any level of technology whatsoever, and in fact, usually it's a very high level of technology that developed. You press them and you go back and you find out that their ancestors were the Atlantean refugees. And that's everywhere where this has happened. And everywhere where they didn't have contact with the Atlantean refugees, they live in huts and they have a fire in the middle of the hut and they go hunting each day and they might grow vegetables and they might grow some fruit trees and they might have some grain crops, but that's the limit of their technology and they never seem to proceed beyond that. But the Atlanteans show up and boom, you've got technology. The modern world.
Well, so let me ask you this. Are you saying that not only did the Atlanteans bring technology, but they removed the people who were their descendants from day-to-day life? For example, a person would be hungry, and they'd climb or shake a banana tree or climb a tree and get a bunch of bananas or oranges or an apple or fruit and live day-to-day as compared with planning ahead. Is the planning ahead part of the Atlantean descendants?
What is part of the Atlantean descendants? It's not so much the planning ahead thing, because lots of nations of a basic nature plan ahead, especially if you've got to live somewhere where there's snow on the ground for 5 or 6 months of the year, okay? The indigenous American Indian tribes would plan ahead and put food by for the winter. And the indigenous Celtic tribes in Europe would do the same thing. So they just learned to do that. But the difference is, with the Atlanteans, they figured out that you didn't have to grow your food. So you go down to the market, and you could take this stuff down to the market, which is shiny, okay, or that you say has some value. So you might get, a lump of clay and put a special imprint on the clay and then take that lump of clay down to the market and say, I want to exchange this lump of clay with a special imprint on it. I'm not kidding, by the way. That's actually what they used to do in ancient Sumeria. And that lump of clay with an imprint on it represented 10 cows. Okay? So you could take that lump of clay with an imprint on it, which was shaped like a ball, and you could exchange it for 10 cows. But they figured out that you didn't have to take 10 cows down to the market. You could just take this ball of clay with a stamp on it down to the market. That was the first money. And you could buy what you need. That's the difference. That's what the Atlanteans came up with. They came up with commerce. So you didn't have to climb a tree and pick a banana. You could pay somebody to grow a banana for you. And that's the difference with the Atlantean technology. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, what a great idea. Just duplicate the stamp and make a whole bunch of tokens out of clay.
Well, yeah. People did that too.
Yeah, why work, right? All right, Gwyneth and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.